So today we would like to invite you to expand the field of your awareness and to become aware of the whole field of experience as it presents itself from moment by moment. Of course, there are many different ways of practicing. And as Patricia mentioned yesterday evening, there is this way of practicing where we can really just stick to one object, really try to just stay with this object. And this can be a helpful way of practicing, just to stabilize the attention, or if we really have the clear intention to go into the samadhi direction, the collectedness. That's one way of practicing. But the way we would like to teach or invite you today is not to stay with this all the time, so that we can develop a quality of awareness that is not so much dependent on staying with one object, because it's actually difficult to live a life if we have to stay with the same object all the time, if we, you know, become so tense around, like she said, just feeling the breath all the time. It's difficult even to walk upstairs if we have such a small focus of our attention. And so what we would like to encourage you is to become a little bit more flexible, so that the field can become bigger and more inclusive of the totality of our experience. Being a human being, we have not only the sensations of the breath or of the body, but there is so much going on. And we can develop the ability to be aware, to be present to the continuous change of phenomena, of experiences in the field of our awareness. So just more resting in the wide expanse of awareness and seeing different experiences arise and pass away within this expanse. So if we practice more in this style, this open awareness style, we can still have a grounding place. It's good to know there is a place where I can anchor my attention. It could be the breath, it could be the hands, it could be the sensations in your buttocks. It's good to have a grounding place, but from there, also opening up to whatever presents itself, whatever might become more prominent in your experience. So at times there might be maybe some sound that you are simply aware of. It just happens that you know sound is happening, hearing is happening. And rather than pushing it away and thinking, oh no, I have to stay with my primary object, we can simply know, okay, this is hearing. So it becomes a more natural way of practicing. We just know, okay, sound. Okay, hearing. And the awareness can go through. Objects can change, but there is always the knowing of whatever the experience is. Thoughts may arise, and we can become aware of them. We can just know, okay, thinking. Or an emotion can come up. And so we just let this be what is the experience and what we are aware of right now. Another aspect that I would like to also mention that we can notice and become aware of is the feeling tone of any experience. So this quality of pleasantness or unpleasantness, or this in-between field of neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So as you are sitting here and sensing your body, just see if perhaps there is a sensation, perhaps a physical sensation, that you recognize to be pleasant. Just check, is there anything that feels more or less pleasant? Maybe sensations in the hands or wherever in your body, it really doesn't matter. Or is there a sensation that is somewhat unpleasant? And just to recognize it, just to know, okay, that's another experience that can be known. And then there is a huge area of sensations where it's hard to tell actually whether they are pleasant or unpleasant. This whole middle range, it might be very subtly pleasant or very subtly unpleasant, but it's not really strong. Just see if you can find an experience right now that is in this middle range, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. That's something that we can become aware of, especially with pain or difficult emotions, which are obviously unpleasant. We jump immediately from the unpleasantness into a reaction to the unpleasantness. And if we can recognize, oh, it's unpleasant, we have more awareness of what's going on. And sometimes it's possible to simply let it be that way, simply knowing, yes, that's unpleasant. So we don't have to deny it, we don't have to lie to ourselves, no, everything is okay. We can recognize, okay, unpleasant. Know it as it is. If it is pleasant, the untrained mind easily slips into wanting, into craving. But again here, it really helps our mindfulness if we recognize pleasantness as pleasantness. That we just know, oh, yeah, that's pleasant. And with the area of neither pleasant nor unpleasant, that's usually when we don't really pay attention because it's not so strong, it doesn't call for our attention. So it's easy to get lost, not to really be in touch with it. So again there, if there is awareness of this feeling tone of Vedana, as we call it, of neither pleasant nor unpleasantness, we can increase our mindfulness, our sensitivity, also to the more subtle experiences. So these are just different experiences. Bodily sensations, feeling tone, thoughts, emotions, sounds might be an experience. And we can develop a flexibility of our mind, where the mind learns how to connect from moment by moment, just to what is most prominent in this moment. And that takes a lot of awareness, that we recognize moment by moment, what's the experience right now? What's the experience right now? And now. And now. So it's not so much about an object that we want to cling to for 45 minutes. And then we feel we have done a good job, but it's the continuity of awareness, the continuity of mindfulness moments with changing objects. So let's settle into the bodies. See if you can really relax into your body, into your posture. And first, ground the attention in the physical experience of sitting. Sitting and knowing that you are sitting. And anchoring the attention, perhaps, in the experience of the breath, or whatever is your primary anchor. Letting the attention rest there for a moment. And connecting to the felt experience. If you're with the breath, feeling the in-breath, the sensations as the air flows into the body, feeling the sensations in the area of the abdomen, the expansion and the sinking back. Sensing the outflow of the breath. Being aware of a pause that might be there between two breaths. And then also opening the awareness to other aspects of your experience, including the experience of hearing. Maybe you want to direct your mind for a moment intentionally and be aware of sounds. Receiving whatever sounds might be there, sounds from the body, from the near environment, sounds from outside. So letting the awareness become wider and more spacious. Knowing hearing when it's happening. No need to name the specific sounds, to identify them, but rather knowing the experiential quality of hearing. So we can just sit and let the sounds come. We don't have to go out and search for them. They are happening by themselves. Also being aware of the stillness, the silence. And then we can also include thinking, when it's happening. So, not going out and searching for thoughts, but being awake for thoughts that arise in the mind. Sometimes thinking manifests through words, sometimes through images. Sometimes thinking is very subtle, hard to notice, and sometimes it's very strong, even obsessive. So see if you can become aware of thinking when it's happening, without getting lost in the content. So there is a huge difference between being lost in thinking, when it's happening with us without us being aware of it, and awareness of thinking. So we can learn this ability to rest in awareness and see thinking happening, without further engaging in it, without following it. It's a little bit like standing at a bus stop and seeing a thought bus arising, and the bus driver invites us to get on the bus, even if we don't even know what the destination of this bus is. And it can be very tempting to get on the bus and let it bring us to some unknown destination. So what we want is to stay at the bus stop, just to see, okay, this is a thought. I can simply see it, recognize it for what it is. A thought is not reality, it's just a thought. A very insubstantial mind phenomenon. And then see what happens when you are aware of a thought rather than lost in it. What's the difference between thinking, I'm not a good meditator, or knowing that I'm thinking, I'm not a good meditator? In the moment where I see a thought as a thought, I'm no longer as caught in it. I don't believe it totally. There is more freedom, more spaciousness. So I don't have to push the thought away. I don't have to be afraid of it. I can just recognize, oh, it's just a thought. Sometimes it helps, as Patricia mentioned, to use a soft note to describe what kind of thought it is, like planning, planning, or hoping, or analyzing, or judging. It can help to disidentify with the thought, so there is more clarity. And so, for the rest of this meditation session, just see if you can practice with this open awareness, being grounded in the body, being in touch with the sensations of the body, and at the same time recognizing when another experience becomes more predominant, and having the flexibility to become aware of thoughts, of feeling tone, of hearing, in a very natural flow. Emphasizing the continuity of this knowing of every moment.